losing my edge. What's it like to be a gay warden? Sorry, deputy warden. I want to ask him, but don't. He smelled me out right away. First things first, he told me about his vacation to New Orleans. Just like Blanche, except he seems not to have lost his mind. The way he touches my elbow, it isn't the same as when Captain Santiago touches my shoulder, when Assistant District Attorney Clark pats me on the back. None of that macho stuff. A lot of touching here at the Robert and Devorin complex, but not a woman in sight. Sorry, female. I put on my best Brooklyn accent, but still you found me. I'm out of practice. Food coloring. The first time I watched somebody shoot up, I played it cool. Is this the first time you've seen somebody shoot? He asked. No, I said. Occupational hazard. It's funny, it was also the first time I saw anyone smoke crack. I guess he shot the crack too, but he smoked it first. Having read a small library of books about drugs, I knew that a little bit of blood would flood up into the barrel, but I still wasn't expecting it. It almost looked like food coloring, but I'm a professional. I should audition for television. Nah, he offered nothing to me, not even the opportunity to go native. Going native, the anthropology nightmare. The closest I came was with the couple who took me out to dinner and almost offered dub to me, but didn't. I like them. I hope they're well. Camping. I like babies who don't smile and babies who speak foreign languages. I don't want any babies now, maybe ever, but I'm not a politician and I don't live in a brownstone. Is everyone in Carroll Gardens a lesbian? He asks. I want so badly to laugh, but we can't because we are strangers. What could I do to make us not strangers? To unstranger us? This isn't the food court at the Denver airport. Just pick me already. The crick in his neck makes us feel like going camping with my ex-wife.